Father, we thank you for the opportunity to hear from you. Lord, I ask for open ears and hearts in the name of Jesus. I pray that you shall speak to us like never before. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. What's the time? All right. Sorry, it hasn't been light for a while, Abby. Yeah, sorry, it's Nigeria. It happens like that sometimes, you know. It's annoying, but what can we do? What can we do? No, well, I didn't mean it that way. I mean, you can praise God, all right? So, don't allow the situation, your environment, make you stop praising God. Are we together? Huh? Are you hearing me?
Yes,
yeah, you shouldn't. Life can throw challenges at you. You know, in other ways, we can say life is tough. But what I mean is that the context in which I mean is, you know, at times when people say life is tough, they mean it in a very negative context, as far jamming you, that kind of thing. You know. But it is perfectly normal for you to go through challenging times, you know. It's normal. Jesus said in the world you have trouble. Are we together? We are going to live above everything you are going through, okay? And I know heat, you know, like now, I don't know is it hot? Yeah. It's the way it is. You know, I'm still. Are you just coming? Why not? Why? Okay. Can you do all that is in your power to come early to church? Please do all that is in your power to come early to church. What was I saying? Huh? The partner is. Are you talking? Ask her about what? AC. Okay. Yeah. I was talking about the AC if it's hot or something like that. Things could be. What was important is that, and that's why I want us to. That's one of the side effects of what I want to teach us today, you know, which is the seed of greatness. Before then, how was worship? Who led worship? Christabel. Okay. Is that your first time? Second time. Okay. Wow. That was so amazing. That was so anointed and powerful. You know. Amen. Were they encouraging you? They are not encouraging you, Abby. I know. As I said, you people are not encouraging the people that are worshiping. Hallelujah. Don't encourage you. You know, don't encourage anybody, please. It's a waste of your time. You know. When you guys worship, Aisha, when you guys worship, don't look at anybody's face. You're not leading us in worship. Do you understand? You are worshiping God. It's left for us to, if we have sense, let us also worship God too. You get what I'm saying? So, don't lead us in worship. Worship God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you too, if you have, as your sense is increasing, you'll be worshiping God more. You understand? Are we together?
Yes,
you don't worship God because when you want to worship God, same thing to when you want to pray. When you come to church and you want to pray, it's because you and God are having a an interaction. You get, you're just coming to continue the interaction that you are having. Okay? That's why in prayer, we don't, I hope they still don't overdo. People should pray. Please, allow everybody, let everybody do what they are doing. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, let everybody do what they are doing. Let's just don't be distracting or disturbing other people. But do what you are doing. You understand? You want to be looking at the ceiling, be looking at the ceiling. That's your concern. You understand? Just don't distract another person. You know. Amen. Amen. Can we clap for the Light Army? And Christabel for leading us in. For helping us, you know, so that Jesus would come to us. Also, let me just say this thing, you know, so please, whenever we read the scripture, how I want you guys to respond, you know, when we do our Bible reading, I don't want you guys to clap. Are you guys hearing me? If you're hearing me, say, I'm hearing you.
I'm
hearing you, sir. All right. You know, typically, after programs like Messiah's Love, I've noticed that people are usually wanting, you know, go deeper kind of manifestation, you know. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, people are usually, Pastor, can I, you know, do another one, you know, that kind of thing, right? But it's not you that will tell me what to do. You understand? I'll teach what I want to teach, okay? And I'll talk the way I want to talk. You understand, right? Partially, so that you can know that God is not performance. You understand what I'm saying, right? If you know God, you know God yet. So, just hear me. If I bore you, you know, it's not a sin to sleep. God is not angry with you. You can just stand up. You know the way we normally do it now. If you want to sleep, stand up, you know. So, when we read the scripture, what I want you guys to do is that I want you guys to respond by not clapping. Okay. Are you hearing me? Yeah. I don't want you guys to clap when we read the scripture. It's how me, I like it. And it's because I'm trying to cultivate. I know it's instinctive. You don't necessarily mean it to be a bad thing. But I want you to be very focused on Jesus and not focused on men. Hallelujah. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I want your heart to be focused on Jesus. So it's not like it's a sin or anything, but it's just that at times in church, it is okay to just let things just go. Do you get my point? You know, there doesn't need to be, you don't need to do something before the next thing. There can be silence. It's okay. Are we together? Is my voice okay? There can be silence before something else, you know. So don't clap. It's just, you're meant to be thinking about the scripture anyway. So just allow the next thing to flow. Are we together? If you're with me, shout hallelujah. Can you shout a better hallelujah? If you're with me, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
All right. So we're going to be looking at the seed of greatness. And we'll start by looking at 2 Corinthians 5. Is this TV working? Is it working? 2 Corinthians 5. You know, is there anybody here that wants to be great? If you want to be great, raise your hand. All right, that's cool. You know. And it's a perfectly normal And when is Jamb? April 16th, okay. It has closed, Abby, registration and everything. Everybody has... All right, cool. Is there anybody that didn't register? Anyone? I won't judge you, no. It's a mistake. Some people forget to register. You know. How is your lesson? Those of you doing lesson, how is your lesson? All right, cool. This year, a lot is happening this year, you know, and I wish we can, but anyway, there's something I need to tell you. I don't know if I'll tell you today, but if I finish on time, I'll tell you guys, you know. It's exciting. It's money. All of you are going to be rich, you know. So I'll tell you one or two things about that. So we all have a desire to be great. Abina.
Yes, sir.
And you know, when you see, as a human being, your desire to be great came from God. You know, there's the core of your humanity, in quotes, is from God. Are we together? Because everything that you desire, your emotion, just the makeup of yourself, you know, how you operate on earth, you know, your desire to be rich, for example, is because you are a human being. Okay? You are made in God's image. Right? And God is great, so the creation of man desires greatness. Do you understand what I'm saying? However, you know, when we fell, a lot of our makeup was corrupted. Satan successfully got us to become corrupted. So even though we have the baseline, or we have like a foundational nature, that nature was corrupted. So it's like a godly nature that has been twisted. So even though you can desire to be great, what you understand as greatness could either be the true version of greatness as per God, or a corrupted version of greatness. Do you understand what I'm saying? I think some weeks ago or some months ago, I asked you guys, how do you know a rich person? People started telling me cars. I mean, cars, you know, that's the corrupted version of rich. That's the Instagram version of rich. Are we together? Are we together? It's Instagram. That's what you are seeing on Instagram. You know. Being rich is not really connected to the kind of car that you are driving. Hallelujah. You'll be driving Rolls Royce, and when you die, the bank will come and collect that Rolls Royce. You understand? Because you need to go and borrow money. Are we together? So, with riches, for instance, you have to ask yourself, what does wealth mean? And God has an opinion on what wealth is, you know. One thing that will make your relationship with God richer is when you ask God questions. Are we together? Betty, are you hearing me? Are you sleeping? It's when you ask God questions. God, what does it mean to be rich? Huh? Or God, how can I be rich? Are we together? God does not frown at questions. God is not like me, for instance. If my daughter asks me one question, I'll answer. If she asks three, I'll answer. By the time she's reaching 5, 6, 7, I'll just start, oh boy, go meet your mommy. You know that kind of thing, right? You understand what I'm saying now? You know, when They are pestering people with questions. And God is not like men that understand something called stupid question. You know, it's only in church we tell people that there's no question that is stupid. It's a lie. There's stupid question. In church, you can do that outside church. You know, there are some questions you ask. The person say, "Are you? Why are you asking me this kind of? Why are you asking me this kind of question?" You know. But God is not like that. You know. You really can't ask God a stupid question. Hallelujah. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So you're going to be more. You will enjoy God more when you ask God questions and when He gives you answers. Praise God. When He gives you answers, your relationship would become richer. You need to ask God, why is this thing the way it is? Why is that the way it is? But God, the only stupid question is a question that does not have bearing on your walk with Him. You know, for instance, you start saying, is there bacteria on Mars? You know, or is there plant on Jupiter? That's not, God is not talking to you about Jupiter. Is there anybody here that God is prophesying about Jupiter or Pluto? Anybody? No. So, if God is talking to you about something, you can ask Him, you know, the things that He's talking to you about, the things you're hearing in church, you know, things that the Holy Spirit tells you. Are we together? You can ask Him and say, why is this like this? Why is that like that? Why should I pray? You know, you can ask Him, why do you want me to pray like this? So, in 2 Corinthians 5, from verse, let's start from verse 13. Or let's start from verse 14. For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus. Can we change this to NLT, please? I should also say that you should generally read the scripture in a translation that is okay. You know, it's just not Message. You know, it's not, the Message is not a good first Bible. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? When I say, because of the way it's written, the Message is a particular kind of, there's a way it is written that makes it not good enough. Not that it's not good, but it's not good enough as a first, your primary Bible, the primary way you engage the Word of God. The Message is written in a narrative way. It's more like there's a lot of work to narratively make it a certain type of way. It's not like verbatim, word for word kind of thing. But other scriptures you can read. There's no spirituality in Tao. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's just the main point I'm trying to make. So, verse 14, either way, Christ's love controls us. Since we believe that Christ died for all, we also believe that we have all died to our old life. Verse 15, He died for everyone so that those who receive His new life will no longer live for themselves. He died for everyone so that those who receive His new life will no longer live for themselves. Instead, they will live for Christ, who died and was raised for them. So we have stopped evaluating others from a human point of view. Can we read this together? I want to go. So when We are talking about people that are saved. Huh? We are not meant to evaluate people from a human point of view. What am I talking about? I'm saying that where you are typically coming from is a pointer to where you are going to, humanly speaking. Are we together? Do you agree with me? Right? That you tend to get an opinion of how far you can go, of what you can do, who you can become, based on what has been happening in the present and in the past. Are we together? So humanly speaking, you will be very surprised if a Nigerian were to if Nigeria was to win the World Cup in football. Abina, is there anybody here that believes that Nigeria can win World Cup? You believe that Nigeria can win World Cup? You believe it? Yeah. With faith. I think with this next World Cup, I'm not even going safe. Talking about saying we should win World Cup, right? Now, that opinion, as per the limits that you have placed on Victor Osimhen and all the other guys, is based on Nigeria. Abina, based on the present and past of Nigeria, we have all placed a limitation on how far Nigeria can go. Are we together? And it's not just in that example, with life in general. You know, you tend to, you know, everybody here knows what he can do, what he cannot do. You know, it's just a subconscious thing in our mind. If I tell some people now to go and sing, they'll say, I can't sing, you know. Abina. So everybody has an understanding of what he can do, what he cannot do. And that is based on the past and the present. Your lived experience so far. It gives you a boundary. Everybody say boundary. Say it well. It gives you a boundary, you know, in your mind. It gives you a boundary. It makes you think. There are some things that if they tell you to do, you'll be like, yes, I can do this thing. Because you can do it. You know you can do it. But if there are things that if they tell you to do, you'll be like, no, I can't do it. And this is a human way of judging ourselves. But Paul here is saying that we have stopped evaluating others from a human point of view. Hallelujah. We have stopped evaluating others from a human point of view. And you too, you have to stop evaluating yourself from a human point of view. Hallelujah. Meaning, you have to get to a place where you discard your past and what your past has told you you can achieve. This is very important because I don't want you to be in a church, or I don't want you to be here and you are already giving yourself what you can do and what you cannot do. You're already telling yourself, I can do this thing, I cannot do this thing. This is what I can become, this is not what I can become. For example, in human society, if you are a house girl, you know, house girls don't aspire to become billionaires. Abina? Huh? Abina? Abina? How many house girls do you know are saying, I want to own 5 businesses? It's not plenty. Why? Because humanly speaking, house girls and house boys will fetch water till they are 50. Amen. But that is when we are dealing with human beings. Now we are no longer dealing with human beings. As children of God, We're now dealing with Jesus Christ. Are we together? And when people are in Jesus Christ, when Jesus Christ enters into the conversation, we cannot look at others from a human point of view. Hallelujah. I don't know who will be what in this church. I can think I know. You know, I can have my own opinion, but I don't know. I don't know. I genuinely don't know. That's why I don't think about it. I just allow everybody to do what they are doing. Do you get my point? I don't know. I don't know who anybody is. I don't know, you know, anybody can be anything. You understand? Hallelujah. I used to have favorite before until the favorite disappointed me. Kai, you see disappointment, you know. And then when you think somebody will be firebrand or for Jesus, you might be kind of disappointed. Are we together? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
So after I learned my lesson, I said, look, oh boy, let's just maintain ourselves. So now I don't know. I don't know what anybody can become. And I don't place a limitation on anybody. Hallelujah. That's why I can talk to you raw from your perspective. Huh? Some of us here are house girls. Huh? And I will say it. You understand? It's the reality. You get? Because that's where you are. And it's not a bad thing. Are you following me? Some of you, your house, you are sharing your house with a rat. You know, rat is your, at times you come outside, maybe in the morning, rat will be looking at you. You know, it's kind of rat that doesn't run from human being. No, my rat will run away, but some rat, they don't. Some rat, you can just leave one small food here like this in 2 minutes. You know, no, my rat, they'll wait. Maybe when everybody has gone to sleep, everybody has gone inside. But some rat, they drag with human beings. You know. And if I see you, I've never pitied anybody here before. I say, what can we do? If I think that way, then it is because I don't understand that we don't evaluate others from a human point of view. Hallelujah. We don't. Let's go to verse 17. This is why we don't evaluate others from a human point of view. Can we read it together? 1, 2, go. Hold on. Let's start again. 1, 2, go. Hallelujah. Let's read 17 again. 1, 2, go. Amen. You know, one thing that I've noticed with, you know, many years in as a Christian is that, are you sleeping? And try and not sleep. And no, you're not trying hard enough. Stand up if you want to try hard. So, one thing that I've noticed in my many years as a Christian is that many people do not believe the Bible. Are we together? At times, we just read the Bible. You know, this is the, almost everybody should know this scripture. This is the scripture of all things are passed away. You know, by a new creature, that's in NKJV or KJV. You know? We just read that thing, we quote it, we like, is this sleep that carried it there? You know, we quote it, we like it, you know, we're happy, you know, we can say, we can shout, I'm a new creature, woo! But I want us to look at this word in a very simple way. Are we together? and talk about the implications of this verse. This verse says that we have become a new person. Abina? Abina? We have become a new person. So, me now, that is Kene, when I got saved, I did not become a better person. Are we together? Huh? Elizabeth, when you got saved, you did not become a better person. Hmm? What did you become? A new person. You understand? So if your life was like, who has crack phone here? The screen has crack. Who has crack phone now? Are you ashamed? Are you... Who has phone that the screen has cracked? Please give me, I need it. Please. Please come and give me. Please come and give me. So if this was me, we can all see, can we all see the crack? You know? If this was me, who has phone that is not cracked? Okay, stand up. Help me hold it. Let's show everybody. This screen that's cracked. This is phone that's not cracked. Now, what the scripture is saying is that, let's say this is me before I got saved, or this is you before you got saved. When we got saved, it is not that this screen that's cracked, they went to replace the screen. Do you understand what I'm saying? What model is this? This clearly is an old, I know it's Samsung, but it's clearly old. This is probably Galaxy Tab 3 or 4 or something like that, right? You can tell the way the Android is. Now, this is not, it's not like they went to, you know this phone, you can refurbish it. Abina, you can refurbish it. You can change the screen, all these things. You can change the cover, you know. But you know, how many megapixels is this? Check. Come and tell us. Well, let's say it's a 5-megapixel camera. How many megapixels is this? I'm asking the owner. It's not you. Who owns it? It's for you. You don't know. Okay, don't worry. But let's say this phone is... What's the average? Normal phones now, they're like usually 12, 14. Abina, how many megapixels is that? Don't worry. Let's say 8 or 5. Bring it. What do you say? Like 5? Like 5. Now, if you refurbish this device, no matter how you refurbish it, it will still be slow. The Android on this thing is an old Android. Abi, no matter how you refurbish it, the picture will still be 5-megapixel picture. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right? So, when we got saved, it's not like they give us brand new screen, they give us brand new body, they bought new charger. No, that's not what happened. What happened is that they changed the phone to a brand new phone. Do we understand what I'm saying? So, where's my phone? Okay, my phone is there. So let's say, okay, this phone now, this phone is much newer than this one. You can sit down now. So this one is much newer than this one now. You know, the power is not by the size. You know, this one is big, but this one is not as powerful as this one. You get my point, right? So it's not like they just, you can refurbish this phone all you want, but you can't install the latest Android on this phone or this tablet. Do you get my point? Right. So when you are a new creation or when you are saved, your life, Jesus did not improve your life. Hallelujah. Are we together? Jesus did not refurbish your life. Help me. It's your first time, don't worry. It's, you're one of us now. Yeah. All of them, they've slept before. Yeah. But yeah, Christopher has not slept. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you hearing what I'm saying? So, your life is not a refurbished life. The life that you have now is brand new. Hallelujah. And you need to see yourself this way, because lots of times when we go to God, what we really want God to do for us is that we want God to give us a new screen. Are we together? That is why all your prayer points before you got saved are the same after you got saved. Hallelujah. Huh? Meaning, what you see as your problem before you got saved is still your same problem after you got saved. Now, why is that? That is so because you don't yet understand that God is not interested in refurbishing your life. Your new life is not an improvement of the old life that you had. It is a totally brand new life that you have. Amen. Are we together? It's very simple, but you need to believe it. You need to think it. Hallelujah. For example, last week I was telling you guys that there is no teenager here that has problem. Huh? By the way, please, if you can, go and listen to those messages again. That Mrs. Love, the two messages, please. If you have phone and stuff, make sure you listen to them again. Huh? There is no teenager that has problem. If you think you have problem, that's the lie of Satan. You don't have a problem because you're not in the season of life where you can have a problem. Hallelujah. Are we together? You are not in the season of life where you can have a problem. You are in a season of life where you are sowing for the future. So, what will happen in the future is as a result of what you sow now. So, if at all you have a problem, the problem is that you're not sowing the right seeds now. But there's nobody here that should be worrying themselves that they don't have money. That's not what life is judging you on now. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right? There's nobody that God is looking at now that is saying, I need to make this guy rich. And it's not a conversation at all. Amen. Can I tell you another one? There's nobody here that God is trying to make your parents rich on your behalf. I used to believe it too. I don't believe it again. Are we together? It's a new creation. Eh? Are we together? Are we together? It's a new creation. Your father and mother, the way their life is now, is as a result of the seeds that they sowed when they were your age. Are we together? Huh? Are we together? So when God comes to you and says, I have a relationship with you, I'm now walking with you. That relationship that he has with you is not tying to another person's fruit. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. He's with you that he's walking with. So if you judge yourself based on the fruit that other people have had, that's how you will limit yourself. The good and the bad of it. The bad of it is the one we all know. our parents don't have money. Even the good of it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Meaning, you will judge yourself based on what your parents have been able to achieve. There's the good part of it, which is bad. There's the bad part of it, which is the one that all of us, or most of us, understand. My parents are broke, right? But I'm telling you that even if your parents are rich, you are still a foolish person to use that to judge yourself. The two are completely different things. Amen. So you need to know the new life that you have. What happens to that life? What is it about that life? If you don't know this thing, you'll just be stressing yourself. You know, some of you are burdening yourself with too many nonsense. You know? Some of you are praying prayers that are not. You're praying prayers that are not, necessary. Prayers that are not necessary. You're never praying at all, Zev. Do you understand what I'm saying? So God did not make you a better person. Salvation is not that you have been improved. You have not been improved. You are a new creation. Now, this understanding. Are we together? If you have me, shout hallelujah. You don't like this thing I'm teaching you? I'll keep on teaching you. I'll keep on teaching you. Now tonight, you're not the one that will tell me what I will teach you. Now, this new life. This new life. The reason why you need to engage this new life, the way God will have you engage this new life, is so that, or it is because, even though you have been created as a new person, if you don't know how to engage it, it will be like you are an old person. Are we together? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
What did I say? The last thing I said. Talk. If somebody is talking, let them talk well. Is anybody talking? I don't. Is anybody talking? What's the last thing I said? Yeah. Thank you. This new life that you now have, true salvation. When you are saved, you are a new person. If you don't engage it with understanding, it will be like you are an old person. Now, if you are living like an old person, despite the fact that God has called you, you will be having spiritual experiences in line with your old person. So you would think that that's the way life is. Let me explain what I mean. You can be very wealthy without intense prayer. Amen. Are we together? If you don't want to have wisdom, and you then go and start praying intensely, once in a while, you'll be having dreams that God is bringing money. You will not think that because I'm having dreams, the money will come. But the money will not come. Are we together? What I'm saying is that you will have spiritual experiences in line with the way you are living. So you'll be talking to the Holy Spirit. When you read the Bible, you'll be getting revelation. You'll be enjoying church. Are we together? You will come to church and say, "Oh Lord, I love this community. I love this community of God's people. You know, since I came here, my life has been moving forward, but your life is not moving forward." Are we together? You'll be playing church. You'll be doing everything. You even marry. You do everything. You have children. You do everything. But your life will still be based on the principles of the old person. Hallelujah. So the main thing I want you to understand is that, you see, when we talk about walking with God, it is not God just coming to improve what is already on ground. God has higher plans than that. If it was about improving what is happening on ground, Jesus is not needed for that kind of work. You don't need Jesus to give people a good life. Hallelujah. Are we together? Huh? You don't need Jesus. Really, you don't. But it's about making people have a totally brand new life. It's almost like you are a new type of species. There's Homo sapiens, there's Homo Christian. You know, that kind of thing, right? You are a brand new kind of species that is called a child of God. Amen. Now, what are some implications of this thing? First implication is that this new creature is free from sin. Can we say free from sin? Can we shout it, free from sin? What does it mean to be free from sin? What does it mean to be free from sin? When we talk about being free from sin, you know, well, first you need to know what is sin. Now, sin is fundamentally not a thing that is done, but the type of person that one is. Hallelujah. Sin, okay? It is not at the core of it. It is not what is being done, but the type of person one is. Now, the type of person one is determines what is being done. But that's the secondary thing that is happening. Or that's what happens after. What it is first is, who are you as a type of person? Amen. And so, the root cause of sin is the makeup of your nature. Huh? I'll explain what I'm saying. Because, you know, when I say sin, some people think I'm thinking fornication, adultery. I'm saying that before all those ones, there is another issue about who are you. That's why when they are talking about the works of the flesh, let's read it, Galatians 5, 17 or something like that. The sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the Spirit wants. And the Spirit gives us desires that are the opposite of the what the sinful nature desires. These two forces are constantly fighting each other, so you are not free to carry out your good intentions. Now, what Paul is saying here is that there is a sinful nature, okay? A sinful nature. Then there is the Spirit. Now, the sinful nature, the main impact that the sinful nature has is that it doesn't allow you to do what is good. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right? But you see, it doesn't feel that way because sin is pleasurable. Do you get my point? Eh? So, even though it is pleasurable, there is still bondage because the sinful nature will not allow you to do what you want to do that is good. Do you get what I'm saying? Right? So that pleasure is a pleasure of bondage. Amen. 18. Are we? I say 18. Look at it. But when you are directed by the Spirit, you are not under obligation to the law of Moses. 19. When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, everybody, can we say this together? The results are very clear. Do you understand? So, what you are seeing as action is not the sinful nature. It is the fruit of the sinful nature. Do you understand what I'm saying? So when you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. Sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, move on. Idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling. This is one of the things I'm going to. So that's nature. What normally we think is bad things. I mean, bad things, right? As sin, bad things. But then you would then see things like quarreling, jealousy, things that are not as bad as killing somebody, but they are lumping all of them together. Amen. Why are they lumping all of them together? Because they are still coming from the same source, which is nature. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Right? Envy, pride. Right? So, what I'm also saying is that this sinful nature, it produces fruits, even in ways that many of us don't even know that is the sinful nature that is producing fruits for this particular matter. For example, low self-esteem is from sinful nature. Amen. 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 Are we together? What did I say? Low self-esteem. A sinful nature that is producing it. Why did Paul say God has not given us a spirit of fear? Of power, love, and sound mind. Why? Because timidity is sinful nature that is producing it. Are we together? Are we together? When someone cannot be bold? When someone cannot be bold, they say, talk on assembly, you will faint. It's sinful nature that is producing it. They're all in the same fruit. So when I'm talking about sinful nature, I'm not just talking about the bad things that you know, because, you know, one of the things I've discovered in life is that a lot of demonized people are in church. Yeah. Good morals has limits. I tell you the truth. Good morals has limits. Christianity is not good morals. Not that I'm a morally good person. It's part of it, but it's more than that. The impact of the Spirit on us is more than I don't lie, I don't steal. Are we together? Are we together? You better hear what I'm saying. If you don't hear what I'm saying, is religion you'll be doing. You'll just be speaking in tongues. I'm saying that if you cannot stand here and talk, and your leg is not, and without your leg shaking, you are not experiencing Christianity the way God wants you to. Hallelujah. That is old man. That's not new creation. That's old man. Are we together? You see the danger of thinking that God is just coming to improve your life? Because if you're thinking that God is just coming to improve your life, what you would think is that, okay, now that I'm saved, you know, it all begins and ends with money. That's everybody's problem in life, money. You know, once I start working small, I start earning a little bit more money, I'm fine. I'm fine. But demons can be... Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something? A lot of you are the victims of witchcraft. A lot of you. A lot of you are the victims of witchcraft. That's why you are shy. Shyness is witchcraft. Yeah. Are we together? I know what I'm saying. I can tell you the witchcraft. Words. words. Anybody here that doesn't believe that they are king or queen is the words that were spoken to you by environment. And those words, Satan used human beings to talk to you. That's why you believe, a lot of us believe Satan more than God. You're operating your life now based on strange opinion. The Holy Spirit never woke anybody up here and told them, you don't have sense. You know, almost all the things we complain about is not God that told us. We got it from other places. You know what I'm saying? Right? That's the power of words, you know. So if you don't understand that I am, see, my life is not like I am I'm totally cut off from all of that thing. Then the new person that is emerging now, we don't know. It can be like this, it can be like this, it can be like this. We can't put a tag on it. Especially not the tag of where I'm coming from. Hallelujah. So you can't say because I have an accent, that means I can't be a preacher. Like, is it Yoruba accent I'll be giving them? Who told you that Yoruba accent is evil? No. Let us analyze this situation now. If somebody should come here now and say, I want to run my race, and the person says, I want to learn my list. You know, this Igbo, you know, Ara, yeah. Everybody start laughing, Abi. What's funny? Let's analyze what is funny. Let's analyze it now. What is funny about it? Why are we laughing? And what is it about the accent? When we are laughing at the accent, what are we saying? When you're laughing at the guy that is talking like that, what are you saying? Huh? There's no good enough now. Abi, now. That's why we're making fun of it now. Am I correct? Yes. Are we correct? Yes. Okay, so now, why is it not good enough? Are you saying something? Why is it not good enough? Because of the word you spoke. Eh? Sorry? Because of the way he spoke. And so we are going in circles. We know that the way he spoke is, we find it wrong. So the question is, why do we find it wrong? Your lack of answer is an answer. I just want to prove something. Yeah. Because it's not matching whose standards. Who is the day? The people laughing. Okay. All right, that's one answer. So we think it's wrong because it's not matching their standard. All right? Any other answer? Now, you know something, your lack of answer is actually an answer. There are many of the things you believe, you don't know why you believe them. You just believe them. Do you understand my point? You just believe them. Which is witchcraft? That's where I'm going to. Your mind has been played on. That's where I'm going to. Yeah? The same way, maybe you watch cartoon now, they give someone a love potion. You just start liking a girl. Maybe he doesn't like the girl before. You just want him to drink. You know the cartoon, maybe arrow, they will shoot him arrow. He'll start liking the girl. He doesn't know why he's liking the girl. In the same way, you don't know why you feel bad about something that is natural to you. You genuinely don't know. You just feel bad about it. That's witchcraft. You have been bewitched. Are we together? You serious, Abby? So you see what salvation is about. Eh? When we say we are transforming into Christ. Serious. It's not I need to earn money before I now earn 100,000 naira. We're talking about radical. That's why you can't. When you see Christianity that is not radical, you say, what are you talking about? What are you doing? Christianity, the base is radical. Amen. So that's just one, eh? In terms of the impact of new creation or salvation. Freedom from sin. Can we say freedom from sin? So the way you think, what you think is good is it's you need freedom. You know? I'm serious. You need freedom. That's what Jesus did for us. Freedom. There are ways you think that is not really how you want to think. But the mind is in bondage. There are things you do that is not really what you want to do. But because of the nature. And when you don't understand that you are a new creature, that God created that new person free from sin. It's like Jesus in terms of the quality of life. You will still be struggling, you know, in some things. Hallelujah. Maybe because of time, I'll just say one more thing. The second thing is in terms of the impact of our new life is that we have a relationship with God. Can we say relationship with God? Can we say it well? Relationship with God. I'll continue next week because I really want to close now. But you people have delayed me just now that, and it's to your, I won't say to your loss, but it's just now that people start hearing me. It is strange. I had to do like over 1 hour of teaching. Everybody was just sleeping. People were just moving up and down. So it's like it's 1 hour for you to get your engine. You need to come sharp. Maybe you should come to job praying. You know, don't just come. So relationship with God. Can I explain this thing in a very straightforward way? The Bible text that we read, remember the story now? The prodigal son. There are two children. There are two children. There's one that is prodigal. There's one that is not prodigal. Abby? Now, when you are a religious person, amen. Listen to what I'm saying. When you are a religious person, you will prefer the one that did not go out. Because that's the good one, Abby. But you see, when you are a child of God, you will prefer the prodigal one. For one reason. The prodigal son has a better sense of who he is than the one that stayed. Not like you agree with the prodigal ness. It's just that the prodigal son is a more value. That one knows who he is more. That's usually how it is in church. At times, it's the religious, always in church people that not know who they are in God. Part of the proof, when I say that the prodigal son knew who he was, no. Why I'm saying so is that number one, he asked God for his inheritance. The other one did not ask God, but was angry, which means that he always wanted to ask, but he was thinking that God will not give him that sin, or his father will not give him that sin until he proves that he's a good boy. Do you understand? Some of you now are thinking now that if I can serve God for 5 years, the poverty in my family will reduce. You are that second one. You don't know who you are. Do you get? There's nothing. It's a very strange. You see, this Christianity is like Ujuru. It's very strange. There's nothing you can do. Make God like you more. A lot of us, our desire to be good. It's actually lack of love from our father. Our father did not show us love. So you are not trying to prove to God that you are somebody. Or you want to prove that you are better than others, which is a major thing that can afflict your soul. Okay? Want to prove that you can pray more than others. Eh? Want to prove that you are more anointed than others. Want to prove that you are gooder than others, you know. Are we together? Eh? You know, some people are waiting. I tell you, some people are waiting. If I can serve God diligently, that's when I'll start asking God for certain things. You know. But the prodigal son understood that the reason why, hear me, the reason why God is going to give him his request is identity based, is who he is, not what he has done. Are we together? If you understand this thing, there is no prayer of yours that God will not answer. Are we together? What did I say? Yeah. There's no prayer of yours that God will not answer. None. You see, the way God hears you is so automatic that you don't need to. Yeah, in fact, at times when we even teach these things, we even teach people to go and do rubbish. So we teach people that before you see God, you have to pray for 15 hours. You know, it's good because you need to. It's good to pray for long, but don't tie God to your effort. Are we together? Don't tie God to your effort. It's not true. God is permanently with you. Amen. That new creation, the mates, there is nobody here. And that's why you should learn how to worship God. Because God doesn't know that there is a teen church. It's human beings that know. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like God does not relate with you as a teenager. God is not like, okay, don't worry, be going to school first. When you have sense, we'll start. No. God does not relate with anybody on the basis of age. Once you start having sense, meaning once you can now know right from wrong and you're doing everything, God is watching you. God is eager to come to you. Huh? God is more eager to talk to you than you are to talk to him. So it is not a struggle to have a good relationship with God. Because God, on his own part, is very eager. So the prodigal son had more sense. So he asked. Are you together? He asked. And he got it. You know, that's usually how it is. Many people don't ask. For real, many people don't ask. I've noticed that thing. You know? Or many people will be asking nonsense. That's what I was telling you now. When you are too, when old life has finished you, instead of you have your own work with God. You'll be praying for the contract for your father. What is it concerned? You know, when you lack focus, you know, you'll be thinking that, why are you laughing? Why should I laugh? You know, when you lack focus, God is standing in front of you. You are talking about other people that are 62. What is it concern? Ask God. Eh? And when you ask God, don't ask God for small things. Don't ask God for 2,000 naira. Are we together? Yes. Eh? Yes, some of you are asking God for 2,000 naira. Don't ask God for 2,000 naira. Are we together?
Yes,
sir. Is asking. Nobody will kill you. Ask. Ask for land. Are we together?
Yes,
ask for land. Ask for big things. Because God is big. So ask. Huh? That's the second thing, relationship with God. So when you understand who you are, you will ask. May I ask God for big things though? Hey. When some things start manifesting, well, all of you guys would have gone by then. So I don't even know if I'll still be here because nobody knows the future. But I think you should ask for big things. There's no version of anything I'm asking God for that is not the biggest. You understand? There's no version of anything I'm asking God for that is not the biggest version of that thing. So strange, because let me say quickly. So the prodigal son asked. The prodigal son came back. Hallelujah. Amen. The prodigal son came back. You know, a lot of people, like I've told you, this thing that Jesus Christ has done is like Ojoro. It's like, it's a cheat. You can't feel as if you are not cheating God. The more you know God, you'll be like, no, I'm cheating you. No. I'm cheating you. You know what I'm saying? Because of who the son was and because he never left his identity, even though he wasted his inheritance, when he came back, he wanted to come back as a servant. But the father said, no, you're not a servant. You're still my son. Hallelujah. You are still my son. Even though he wanted to be a servant. Our relationship with God is such that it can't drop. And God can't abandon us. No matter what you do. I'm the one telling you. No matter what you do. Even if you kill somebody, God will not abandon you. Don't go and kill somebody. I'm serious. Even if you kill somebody, God will not abandon you. In prison, he will not abandon you. You'll go to prison, but he will not abandon you. In that prison, who will be talking to? If you are driving a car now and you are driving on the road, you jam somebody. As he jams somebody, he came to church. As you are worshiping God, eventually you start feeling the worship. And I'm serious. That's how the Holy Spirit is. Even they just kill somebody. After some time, you start feeling like, you know, Lord, there's nothing that, you know, you will start feeling good about yourself. Yeah. Because if there's one thing God cannot do, he can't do it, is to condemn you. That is why the Holy Spirit has never condemned you. Even though you did not read, you failed, the Holy Spirit still did not condemn you. Are we together? Yes. Now I'll continue next week. But the last thing I'll say is that for you to, when you are with God, you know, your mind needs to adapt to where you are. Okay? That is why also you should, don't worry, I'll teach more next week. But you shouldn't fight every battle. Okay? Especially spiritual battles. Please don't fight spiritual battles. I know what I'm talking about. You know, don't. If they say in your family that we should all fast and pray for, listen, don't. There's a reason why. Don't join people in their fight. Okay? It does not concern you. Are we together? What your life will produce is the seed that you sow. Okay? It's the seed that everybody is reaping what they have sown. Forget, everybody has a sad face. Or everybody has a... When everybody is telling their story, everybody's always innocent in their own story. I was walking down the road. God started showing me some kids. He said, look at this child now. Yeah. There's church in this place. He doesn't want to come. 10 years from now, he will not come. And he will not start saying they have spiritual problem. When he comes and he says they have spiritual problem, don't hear him. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Don't hear. You know, there was church. God set up a church near him. That all you need to do is just bath and walk 2 minutes. You are playing ball on the road. Okay now. When you now start reaping the fruit of the ball that you have played, you will not say you have spiritual problem. You're not going to meet pastor. A pastor has spiritual problem. Life is not moving. The pastor said, we'll now organize deliverance session. Eh? We'll now organize deliverance. We'll now start praying. Or maybe if he goes to Sele, they'll go to beach. They'll start wiping him. Wiping. Eh? Also that you can start doing bank job. When you could have listened to what your pastor was saying, what your mother was saying, what your teacher was saying, if you are listening to what all the authority people over you are saying, you will not be in this situation. Are we together? Are we together? So, if you are connected to this house, I can guarantee you, you don't have poverty problem. It's not an amen thing, you don't. But you too, you need to meditate on that thing. So that you can sow the right seeds. What are the right seeds? Meditation. You know, you need to focus on the word of God. That is your new reality. Anything you don't see in that Bible does not apply to you. Are we together? Huh? That's why me myself, I don't like knowing what Satan is doing. It's a trap. I don't care what Satan, let Satan be doing his own. Me, I'm doing my own. You understand? Let Satan be doing his own. Is anybody here now that you have dream? You saw me that I was in accident. Don't send me the text message. I won't read it. If I read it, I'll delete it. I'm not interested. Are we together? There's nobody here that Satan does not want to kill. You understand? Satan wants to kill him. So it's not new news that Satan wants to kill me. I read it in my Bible that Satan goes about looking for who to kill. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's not a revelation. You know, their neighbor is a witch. It's not a revelation. And of course, now, I expect that some of my neighbors will be witches. Witches are everywhere. You get the point? There are witches in your school. There are witches in your class. Of course, now. Oh, you don't know. Witches are everywhere. Some of you are buying food from witches. Yes. The market women that you are buying rice and tomato from are witches. You understand? Witches are everywhere. I'm serious. Witches are everywhere. What you call witchcraft is traditional African religion. I mean, now, it's not something that is in the air. It's if I worship. That's what we call witchcraft. And there are people that worship. Maybe they even have a day, like Isheshe Day or something. They say they want to be doing their thing. You understand? Occasionally they do Oro. You understand? Those are the witches and wizards that we are talking about. We're not talking about strange people. We know them. We know them, they know us. So let everybody be doing their thing. You get my point, right? There are witches everywhere. There are witches. There are witches everywhere. There are demons everywhere. Everybody's flying around. Everybody's doing everything. But you be focused on what you are doing. Satan is focused on what he's doing. You'll be focused on what you are doing. Or be focused on what God is doing. And what God is doing is in the Bible. Are we together? So go to the Bible, focus on it. Let the thing be in your mind. You understand? Meditation is not hard. It's just what your mind is on. If you watch movie will be in your mind. Are we together? If you listen to messages, you read the Bible, that's what to be in your mind. So let that be in your mind. Let it be what you are thinking about. Be imagining. Use your imagination. Yeah? Use your imagination. Yeah? Anybody's imagination here that has been shut down, yeah? Don't worry. As I'm talking now, it will rise up again. Yeah. Use your imagination. It's good to be imagining things. That's why God gave you imagine. Be thinking. Just be thinking. That's all you can do. Be thinking. Be thinking. What will I be doing when I'm doing my lands? You know, when I'll just be walking down. I'll be like, hey, you people, hey, leave that. You know? Be thinking. That's what you use your mind to do. Are we together? Think. Nobody can take that from you. You understand? There's no hardship that can take that from you. If you choose not to, do you get my point? If you don't want to be taken away, it won't be taken away from you. But if you listen to human beings, and human beings tell you, don't think, be realistic. Oh, you're lost. But that will not be your portion in Jesus' name. Amen. So one of the things I want you to think about, Father, we thank you for this word. We give you praise. We bless your holy name. Lord, every dead imagination under the sound of my voice rises now. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Let every dead bone come to life. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Let childlikeness come back to us. Yes. In the name of Jesus.